Welcome to the NewsRamp Lifestyle and Culture Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at newsramp.com. It's Thursday morning, August 14th, 2025, and we have a lineup of lifestyle and culture headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
Nutritional Products International CEO Mitch Gould reflects on martial arts icon Bob Wall. Following the recent passing of Hulk Hogan, Nutritional Products International CEO Mitch Gould reflects on the recent passing of martial arts icon Bob Wall, known for his on-screen presence with Bruce Lee and Chuck Norris. Gould describes Wall as more than a martial artist, highlighting his role as a fitness entrepreneur and business visionary. Together, they developed KO Fitness Recovery Water, a hydration beverage designed for athletes. Wall's deep understanding of the body's needs during training drove the product's success. Gould recalls Wall's hands-on approach in formulating the beverage and educating consumers. Their collaboration extended beyond business, showcasing mutual respect and admiration. Wall's legacy lives on through his impact on martial arts, film, and fitness innovation. Ben Cohen and DCX just planted a Hiroshima remembrance doll in Disneyland, and it's gone viral. Ben Cohen, co-founder of Ben & Jerry's, staged a cultural protest at Disneyland to mark the 80th anniversary of the Hiroshima bombing. The protest involved placing a doll with a Remember Hiroshima sign inside the It's a Small World ride. This action, organized by Up in Arms, aims to challenge Pentagon spending and redirect funds to essential needs. The agency behind the effort, DCX Growth Accelerator, known for creative stunts, proposed the idea. The doll, placed by DCX founder Doug Cameron, sparked media coverage and public conversation. Cameron was detained by Disney security, intensifying interest. The protest seeks to highlight the impact of war on children and promote peace.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Lifestyle and Culture Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.